Hey, welcome to another edition of Beyond the Sermon. It's where we have a teaching pastor with us and we go deeper in an area that yesterday we wish we could have spent more time on. Today we have Pastor Leshu. He is the pastor of our Brazilian community. And when we were putting this message together, what was really on your heart was, as we were talking about discerning the voice of God, was that we discern the voice primarily how?
Yes, this was a great message, but we can to go more deeply in some aspect of the message, because the many believers have a very superficial relationship with the Bible. Then they need to go more deeply in their relationship to save the opportunity to discern about the Spirit.
So God speaks to us in several ways. We know that, right? But he primarily speaks clearest through his word.
Yes.
And it's through the truth of his word that we can discern if what we're hearing is of God or not, right?
Absolutely. If I know the Bible and I go deeply knowing the Bible, then it's more safe to me to discern about
the Spirit.
Let's
talk about how do we go deep with the Bible.
I have learned about the five levels of the relationship with the Bible. Number one is to listen.
The great
majority is here. Only listening about the Bible, whether at the church, at the medium. And the second one is to read the Bible, right? It's more safe. Right. More safe than only listening, because we can for yourself to constate everything in the Bible. Then the third one is study.
Okay.
It's totally different from listening to study and reading.
All right, so we have listen to the Bible, read the Bible, but then study the Bible. The difference between reading the Bible and studying is when you're studying, you're asking questions.
You investigate more.
That's
than
right. Moment. Who's writing it? Why was he writing it?
Yes.
What's the content?
Yes.
And so there's some great commentaries online. If we don't have them in person,
yes,
you can go online and get some great commentaries that'll help you study the Bible.
Absolutely. Now you are a great movement to read the Bible.
Yeah.
Then we need to use this opportunity to go more deeply and study the
Good
Bible.
Good point.
Yes.
We are reading the Bible through together in a year.
Yeah.
Do that. And by the way, right now media has some awesome Bible studies.
Absolutely.
That will help you go deeper.
Absolutely.
All right, what's the next level?
The next is to meditate. That's a level of reflection. I ask to myself, how can I apply? What areas of my life can grow, can be impacted with this text of the Bible that I already study?
That's awesome. And by the way, the word meditation in its original language just means concentrated thinking.
Yeah.
So I concentrate on
all
that
the day.
Over throughout the day.
Yes.
On what God is teaching me and what do I do with it, which leads to the last level.
Yeah, the next level is the practices. I need to make a decision. Now I know I achieved the means of the Bible. What do you do now? I need to obey. I need to put in practice in my day-by-day life, right?
So when I am actually walking in obedience to what God is teaching me, that really means I trust the Bible.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm living that out.
I would like to encourage every member of our church to go more deeply in their relationship with the Bible. Then you can face everything that the world offers you, because you have the Bible in your heart.
Amen. So remember, we have right now media where you can go and get some incredible Bible studies on there. You can join us reading through the Bible in a year by downloading the Bible app, and we have the Bible reading daily. Pastor Leshu, thank you so much for being with us today. If you missed yesterday's message, you can go to our website. We archive the messages. You can listen to that there. Looking forward to this coming weekend as we continue this walk through 1 John.